السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brother and sister. One brother asked me a question, very important question. He said, what is your advice about after coronavirus and all these young people has to go to work over laptop or iPad or phone? Now, how we can control what's going on when they have access to everything in internet? And the bottom line is they slip from underneath our hand. I said to the brother, what he said is correct. But the problem is not in coronavirus. The problem is not the study over the internet. The study because we're so stuck, we're so stubborn, we're so arrogant, and we do not follow Allah wa Rasuluh. Only by talk, I will explain it. Young people is dynamic. They have a lot of energy, a lot of need, a lot of feeling. If we do not fulfill it, and with activity, with growth, with friendship, what will happen? It's big difference between I'm a parent and I want my kids to be and not facilitate the environment, the companionship, the activity. By this way, if you look in the ummah, we're stuck and we're so passive so much. We're stuck and we're so passive. And what does stuck and passive mean? Ignorant, arrogant, we're stuck. And we refuse to seek consultation and we refuse to seek knowledge. I'll give you an example. When Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said, love your child 7, teach him 7, and be friend with him 7. What it mean? You're teaching after love. After that, you have a friendship with your child. Meaning from 14 up, he's your friend. We do not do that. We're still the big baba and the big mama. But without opening any field of any conversation and dialogue, healthy. We do not respect the youth, the growing. We're still looking at them, he's my child, he's my child. But your child can be a man, can be a woman. They are 14. They can get married. In the front of Allah, the book is open. By this way, I share with you before the upbringing program. Nobody take it seriously. For 30 years, I share with people beautiful, beautiful Quranic cartoon and movie and documentary. We have to give them alternative. You have beautiful, beautiful tons and tons of Islamic documentary, Islamic shows, Islamic many things. If we make them busy with a beautiful entertainment, educational entertainment, motivation entertainment, what's the problem? And I have to share it, not everything to shove it. By this way, we have to have alternative things to attract them. And again, you have plenty, plenty, plenty of documentary and cartoon and Islamic work. Beautiful, beautiful. Learning, motivation, activity, growth in the feeling and everything. And after that, we have to help them and facilitate the environment to make them busy with activity. I give you example. Let them learn martial art, exercise, different activity, physical activity. Let them going for camping, going for hunting, going for mountain walk. Let them see different villages, make trips. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The men have company of men. Women have company of women to develop the quality and activity. And again, it's not only reading Quran, reading Quran, reading Quran, reading Quran, memorizing Quran, memorizing Quran. Yes. But what is the meaning of the Quran? How we can make the Quran life? How we can give them the answers they need in life? By the way, if you ask me until now, we are bankrupt. And if you ask me, men is a big, big trouble in the front of Allah. Because you're supposed to be the role model, and you're supposed to be the one who facilitate all this. And what we do? For almost 40 years, I advise men, educate your woman. What meaning educate your woman? Not to cook, not Quran and that's it, but in life in general. Let them grow. If the woman grow, that child grow. If the child grow, now we give them all this activity. I bear witness to Allah. I try many times. But people, our people, quote unquote Muslim, especially men, they refuse. They refuse by themselves to grow. And they refuse to let their woman grow. And when the damage is done, we cry over it and we said what to do. You see, our woman is passive like a zombie or aggressive like an animal. But do you have the quality? No. Do you have the understanding of life? No. What about understanding the history of Islam? Understanding the condition of the ummah? Let them involve. Let them involve to understand what's going on. It's part of our responsibility. What's going all over the earth? You see? How we can be active to benefit the ummah? And how you do that when you do not know? Watch Muhammad al-Fatih, Sultan Muhammad. The one, his father, make him the Khalifa of the Muslimin when he was a boy. But look at his upbringing. We are so stubborn. We refuse to have the right upbringing. By this way, please, seek consultation. Seek knowledge. Grow. If you refuse to grow, if your wife just gaining weight and keep cooking, and just good for nothing, she doesn't know nothing about life, she doesn't know about history, she doesn't know about the need of the ummah, she doesn't know nothing. And we're so happy about it. Okay? All she talk about back gossip and backbiting, or jewelry, or clothing, or this, that's it. And the whole house smell food, but that's it. And we forget, our wife, our woman, is the teacher of our children. Is the role model. By this way, again, I share with you about the upbringing program. Nobody take it seriously. Nobody follow up. Nobody ask question. Nobody generate revenue of activity for the children. Okay? No alternative entertainment for the children and the youth. No participating in any activity. Okay? Can benefit them physically and mentally and emotionally. They are bankrupt of the condition of the ummah. Who make them hollow? Who make them hollow? And when they are so stubborn in their own way like us, hollow, and having wrong friend, wrong companion in internet and other, now we're crying and screaming and said what to do. I hope I answer you, inshallah. The reality is ugly, but in the front of Allah, if you claim you are a man, you are in big trouble in the front of Allah. Big trouble. And if you claim you are a woman, you are in big trouble. We lost it. We lost it big time. The time is running out. And we're supposed to educate our children and let them aware and be ready. To when we die, they can take over. Take over what? Take over what? the responsibility of the amana of Islam in earth. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, listen to me carefully before it's too late. If you watch all this Turkish episode, you will see how they bring the children and women, how they make them involved, how they make them part of society. Because you forget again, your woman is your enemy, dunya and akhirah, or your future, dunya and akhirah. If you develop her, you develop a nation. And if you don't develop her, she destroys a nation. And this is what we've done. I bear witness to Allah, for 40 years, I tried to spread the knowledge, the Islamic cartoon and entertainment, which is full of documentary, and beautiful, beautiful knowledge, unbelievable knowledge, can benefit the whole family, and nobody take it seriously. Nobody. Nobody. And after 20, 30 years, when the children completely gone, now we cry over them. And I said it before, in the front of the public, our children and our family is the enemy of Islam. They are the ultimate enemy of Islam. Because when the time comes, they will follow fitna, they will absorb fitna, they will be a part of fitna against us. Why? Because they do not know nothing about what's going on. We left them bankrupt. I bear witness to Allah. I give you my advice, and it's up to you to take it seriously or not before it's too late. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.